I'm Jim Rickard from the Stewardship Services Foundation, and this is the question for today. Why is budgeting so important? You hear a lot about budgeting in your lifetime. You hear different speakers talk about it. You probably were challenged by your mother and dad, or maybe a teacher or a friend. Well, I have been budgeting my whole married life. I've been married for 48 years. My wife and I started our marriage on a budget. My wife and I have maintained our marriage on a budget. Living by a budget is absolutely necessary if you want to make financial progress. And you know, the exercise of preparing a budget is much more important than attempting to control that budget. When you put a budget together, it defines who you are and what's important. You have to sit down and talk to your spouse and talk about priorities in your marriage. You talk about what's important in the next couple of years or 10 years or 20 years. You talk about issues involving your family. My wife and I were engaged in 1962. We were engaged for a year and a half. And during that year and a half engagement, we talked about all the issues that we could think of that would affect our marriage financially. How many children would we like to have? We didn't know how many God would give us. He gave us two. We talked about buying a home, and we determined it would take a minimum of 9 years to save enough money for a down payment for a home. Took us 6 years. We talked about budgeting. We talked about being generous. We wanted to be givers to the church. We wanted to have a budget so that we could control our cash flow, so that we could respond to the dictates of our heart that we assumed would be coming from the Lord and our relationship to the Lord. And we talked about what kind of cars we wanted to drive. I was in the automotive industry. We determined the cars were really not that important. They didn't massage our ego. They met a need. So we never bought cars to impress someone, or we never bought cars to massage our ego. We bought cars that met our needs. And we talked about all the issues that we could think of. You know, a lot of young people today get married, and they want to start where mom and dad took 25 or 30 years to get to. And they go into all this debt because they want things they really can't afford, their wants and desires, and they really are not needs. And sometimes they're encouraged with that from mom and dad. So that's why budgeting is so important. It defines who you are and what's really important. And you know, when you put a budget together, the priorities are what's important, because you have to sit down and make decisions and make choices. The control aspect is just mechanical. When the budget becomes inflexible, it becomes a taskmaster. When there's a guideline to be followed, it's a friend. I tell people in my seminars, your budget should not be inflexible. You don't cast it in concrete. It needs to be flexible. Things change. Desires change. Circumstances change. And you need to flow with that change in how you handle your money. Our budget has really been helpful in our marriage. And yes, we both know Jesus Christ is our personal Savior, and of course that has guided our marriage. But when it comes to practical living, it's the budget that has really been the help to my wife and I to help us in our stewardship. Four reasons to live on a budget. Number one, it helps control debt. No budget makes you vulnerable to overspending. Number two, you earn cheaper interest rates. It helps you avoid late payments, which improves your credit score. Number three, allows you to save for the future because you're living within your means and you budget saving money. It'll improve your relationship with your spouse. Biblical counselors tell me that 85% of divorces start with money problems. My wife and I were always on the same page financially. Talk about communicating, be on the same page financially. In fact, if you were with my wife and I and you separated us into different rooms and asked us some basic questions like, how much money's left in the checkbook, we could both tell you independent of each other. What paychecks are yet to come in this month, we could both tell you independent of each other. What bills are yet to be paid this month, I could tell you in detail. She could come pretty close, and if she didn't know, she could go to the budget worksheet and she could tell you. Which means my wife and I have always known our cash flow independent of each other. We know, because we know our cash flow, when we can stay in a nicer motel. We know when we can eat out in a restaurant or eat out in a nicer restaurant. We have 8 grandchildren. We know when we can do things we like to do for the grandkids. We know that because we know our cash flow. And the budget process for cash flowing is really simple. And I've taught this for years. I have a simple budget worksheet, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Left-hand column are the categories where you spend money. Top of the column are the months of the year. I challenge people to count for every dollar you spend in the course of the month. If you start a month with $300 in your checking account, you bring in $3,000 of new monies, you had $3,300 to spend that month. At the end of the month, if you have $100 left in your checking account, that means you spent $3,200. The test is, where did it go by category? And I tell people, don't work with cents. Round it off to the nearest dollars. Start the next month. If you monitor your spending by category for 3 consecutive months, by the 4th month, you'll begin to commit it to memory. You will commit it to memory. Folks, we are creatures of habit. You do what you do, and it becomes rote. You get into the Word of God. You have your morning devotions before you get out of bed and go to work. It becomes a habit. And something's missing when you don't do it because we're creatures of habit. Same with how you handle your money. 3 consecutive months, by the 4th month, you begin to commit it to memory. You want to go through the year cycle. And when you have a budget worksheet that takes you through the year cycle, at the end of the year, you see where your money goes and when it goes there. And I want to tell you, folks, it works. And I'll tell you what, it's a neat way to get a handle on your finances and to communicate with your spouse. Like I said, my wife and I have done it for years. If she was here, she would testify. Been a tremendous asset because we know where our money goes and when it goes there. When someone says to you, "I don't know where my money goes," what they're really admitting is they are poor stewards. And when you know where your money goes, you can be generous. You can give to the Lord's work. You can respond to the dictates of your heart. You and your spouse communicate. Boy, what a privilege. And what freedom it gives us as believers to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Jim Rickard from the Stewardship Services Foundation with a question for today.